Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Spain is currently trading at over 17% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade pays out over $530 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code JUMP to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Spain is currently trading at over 17% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade pays out over $530 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code JUMP to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
This next theory in the Nancy Guthrie case doesn't argue about who took Nancy Guthrie. It argues nobody did. It claims a masked man on the porch was placed there. The blood was staged. The propped open back door was set dressing. And the doorbell footage the FBI recovered from back-end system is itself part of the arrangement. I know this goes deep, but unfortunately, it's a heavy theory out there. It circulates every single day. Comment sections, Reddit, social media, posts with tens of thousands of engagements. And most coverage, they won't touch it. We haven't really touched it because it is ridiculous. But let's talk about it. Maybe there's something here. It's because something seems rather ridiculous on the surface. Doesn't mean there's not little nuggets, little tendrils that may make you think a little deeper, may make you think over in this way, in a way that maybe no one has yet. So let's talk about it. Not to endorse it, not to mock anyone who believes it, but to run through the same test every theory gets. What would it actually require? What's the precedent? And what evidence would it take to earn a serious look? The precedent answer is zero. No staged abduction of a person over 80 from their own home exists anywhere on the record. And the family posted $1 million reward, an open invitation for every person in America to tear their lives apart. So from staging to be true, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, with us as always as we break this down. For staging to be true, somebody manufactured a masked man for the camera, placed blood at the scene, propped open a back door, and held it together through months of federal scrutiny. Walk me through the logistics of actually pulling that off, Robin. Other than saying,
well, before
no.
before I even get to logistics, we have to look at what would be the intent.
Yeah.
You know, so doing such a move is extremely risky because you're actually going to be defrauding police investigations, which actually comes with a penalty. Depends on the county, depends on the state. But, you know, what was it? The Jesse, I remember the one guy said he was assaulted by MAGA and he.
Oh, yeah, I forgot who that. Yeah.
Yes. So when you do fake things, it actually has a cost because every time you enlist investigators and, you know, resources of the federal government or local government, there's a cost associated with, and they're going to charge you with that cost. Mm-hmm. So in order to do something like that, there's got to be some sort of benefit you think is worth the risk of your safety, security, your freedom, and your financial well-being. So first you got to look at what would be the payoff to do for staging something like that. All right, so looking at the fact that there's zero on that, now we'll look at the logistics of it. I can't even think about how or why digital logistics is. Just because in order to do all those things, you have to involve a lot of time, energy, resources, people, DNA, blood DNA. So let's just examine Nancy's blood splattered DNA on the front steps. As many experts have testified, you know, Jennifer and other forensic experts, the way that came out looks like coming from the lungs as
like
she's
coughed. Yeah,
she's either crawling out on all fours or she's over porch guy's shoulder and it's just, you know, dripping. Mm-hmm. An average mope, you know, some idiot that looks like porch guy doesn't know that. You know, just think about it. If you're trying to stage this, your level of sophistication of knowing, this is why it's so funny. In order to know the types of things you need to know in order to stage something this complex, you wouldn't need to do something this complex to try to get away with it. You'd actually have a really good job someplace. And so everything just keeps falling apart because the level of sophistication you need to do to pull something like this off means that your level of sophistication to be able to function healthy in society and have a really great job and paid a lot of money for doing this kind of shit means that you wouldn't be doing this to begin with. So it keeps evaporating that way. And just to the original question on the last segment, 49,000 to 55,000 people have reported kidnapped a year, 692 of them are 70 and older. So yes, that's very common anyway.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, to get to the crux of this, what would the motivation be? Stage disappearances, they do happen. Runaway spouses, insurance plays, custody wars, but a staged abduction of an 84-year-old from her own home, no precedent for this one. What would be a motivating reason for someone to do that? I mean, look, I'm going to say this, and in no way am I accusing the family whatsoever. I do not think that, but if we're talking in a conjecture sort of way, I would think somebody would be wanting to get rid of someone to get some sort of payout that is connected to them or to get access to something that person would be preventing you from accessing. Mm-hmm. And to do so, the only route would be them dying. And if you don't want to wait out the death, which I mean, quite honestly, that's another thing I don't think a lot of people are talking about here, is it's like, oh, if somebody in the family did this, and again, I'm not saying that, she's 84 years old. She's in very frail health. The clock was already, we were at the 11th hour.
Why would you take the risk?
Why would you take wait a couple months or a year? I mean, it's not far off. Right. And I'm not saying to be disrespectful. It's just what reality is.
Right. That's why you rule out the family really fast. So there's no motivation.
Yeah. So that doesn't make any sense. And I'm assuming they've parsed it out already and there wasn't any factor to do that. So you would need that factor. You would need a clear reason why you would need that person removed. And then you're going to say that person is thinking far enough ahead that they're going to put authorities on a wild goose chase after somebody that looks like this is a kid, but there's still somebody involved here. I mean, so even if they are running the play for somebody else who wants Nancy dead, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. I mean, it still happened. There's still somebody abducting Nancy. Right. It's more so motivation that changes. It doesn't necessarily staged or not, the results are the same.
Right.
So, and adding that whole other layer of reasoning behind it, it just doesn't add up, I guess, you know.
I just come see it. And whoever's done it, I saw the one comment, to cover up an accidental death by abuse.
There'd be a pattern. There is no pattern of
right,
abuse.
Right, and that, exactly. So yeah. Again, you go down that road of, all right, so let's entertain the thought, because that's what we do. I live in the world of maybe, because that helps us keep open-minded and flexible with new data that comes in, and we just examine it. There'd be leakage of abuse. There'd be reports of abuse. Yep. If there had been an insurance policy ever involved in this or a large amount of money that people be battling over, which is typically what we see in things like this, you know, we'd be entertaining a lot of different things, but there's nothing here. It's an elderly woman that was frail, that was on a pacemaker, who was beloved by her family, who took her out every Saturday night to dinner and played cards every Saturday night before she went to church on Sundays. I mean, this was very common. Anyway, go ahead.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I think that's the thing with this case is, You can look at this, just like we're talking right now, and there's an idea that can come through, like, Oh, well, it could be covering up for abuse. Sure, if there was abuse, but there's not. Right. Like, there's a lot of things it could be. But the thing is, a lot of people, especially when there's no information, which we're in an information void on this from day one, is anything that just it could be suddenly becomes a lot more capable in people's minds, even when that capability truly isn't there. In terms of the action making any sort of sense. And I think that's why it's so many people are jumping on some of these things. And then once that gets parsed out, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But it's something. And when there's nothing, something is everything.
Well, when we don't find answers to things as a human being, we never want to think that it's because we can't figure it out. We got to think it's more complex than our brain can handle. So we've got to overcomplicate it. But in all these cases, you know, give yourself a lot of grace. It's because these people are so stupid, you can't relate to them. I mean, it literally comes down to that. You cannot, we cannot really reasonably, as our audience and we critically think through all these different options. And when you can't think through what's going on, you know why? It's not because they're smarter than us. It's because they're even dumber than we can even imagine. And I'm telling you, this is another case of someone really, really stupid that did this. And that their brain was just in autopilot mode. They'd have a few reps. It went sideways and they're complete idiots. And they panicked. Again, the law probability is low on the panic escalation, removing body for that. But you're dealing with an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. When it comes down to that this a real simplistic level of thinking, that's probably our answer at the end of the day. I remember an experiment that was done when I was a kid. We had an assembly at my elementary school, and I think it was Mr. Lauber, I think was his name. He was an older gentleman that was like one of the administrators, and it was an experiment to show just different ways of thinking and how kind of thinking evolves from kindergarten to I think we went to eighth grade in that school. And he asked the same question to the kindergartners and to the eighth graders. And the people who got it right, the kindergartners, because it was a very simple equation, if you will. And by eighth grade, you got some more life reps. So you're overthinking it. If I remember it correctly, and I hope I don't butcher it, it was like, okay, there's a pea, like literally a pea, like the vegetable. It's on a roof, a wet roof, a roof, and it's raining, and it rolls off the roof and it lands on the ground. What is that pea now?
On the ground.
It's wet.
Right. There you go. Wet on the ground.
Yeah. It was like, it's growing a new pea plant. It's doing this. I mean, because the answer is very simple and the question is very simple. But we tend to overthink it. And that's saying like, hey, throw the Nancy Guthrie case in front of a group of kindergartners. Hey, that'd be fun. Hey, we're not going to learn the alphabet today. We're going to learn about kidnapping elderly people. What do you think happened, guys? But honestly, you might get, I mean, sometimes if you go to more simplistic thinking, you may get a more accurate answer.
And so, and to the question here, if this guy's such an idiot, how did he get away with it for so long? It's really because it's really this simple. This person knows that they get their information through leakage of their friends and colleagues, so no one knows what they're sucking in. And the second thing is, they do their shit and never tell anyone.
It doesn't take a genius to shut the F up.
It really, it's literally, there's so many so people also tend to treat cases like this to hit the news that these are one-offs. That it's uncommon for cases like this not to get solved. No, it's actually more common that they're not solved.
It is.
Because there's thousands of these types of cases a year that get unsolved. Why? Because the things that give up cases like this is leakage. Always leakage, whether we're going to get DNA leakage because they mishandled something. But this guy looked pretty well covered up because he has some reps of doing this. I think he knew the house he's targeting, obviously, but hadn't had firsthand knowledge of that house from what we're seeing, what was being reported. And he just has reps of just shutting up. He didn't tell anyone what he was doing. He did it on his own and it went sideways and he cleaned up his mess. I really think that's simple because that is typically what happens in these cases. Again, my conjecture, my opinion, that's how I explain all of it. He didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Because if he told someone, there'd be leakage. Then you'd have someone call in a tip line.
I think, I agree. The one thing they did right is they shut up.
Or they're dead.
Or they died.
Yeah. Yep.
Or they're dead.
Yep.
My gut immediately on this was they're probably dead.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, because I thought if it is deeper, I feel like they're dead. If there is more than one person involved, because that one person, the guy who broke in, could be the one to expose if there is something deeper here. Or it's just the one person. There's nobody deeper to go, and they just don't want to be caught.
You know, and I've taken a lot of data on this. You know, every time we're about to do a segment on this, I scour again, and I went back to Jim Clemente. I tend to go on what the profilers say and kind of accumulate it, because Jim Clemente, you know, he had some good observations on his thought about it being one person. I've always been on the fact that it's most likely one person. If you're looking at either kidnappings or B&Es, it's generally one person, maybe two for if it's a targeted kidnapping. But again, we have no leakage, especially, and we haven't covered the angle also of the retribution against Nancy or Savannah. Mm-hmm. 80% of those cases have leakage prior and before. 60-80% have those cases have leakage before the event, you know, from online things, rage, anger, discontentment, whatever, towards the subject, and also after, because they want to keep tormenting unless there's death. So I've discounted that on not totally, but in the world of maybe, because there's no leakage that was that. So you go back on the other side of this being one person, so they're either shutting up or they're dead.
We're going to cover more possible angles on this on Monday morning.
Jen's got a lot of good ones.
With Jennifer Coffendaffer. We're going to talk about this latest thing that we were talking about earlier of the search that's going on in Mexico. But also Serta K, the company that documents the wrench attacks, they've listed this now on a now take it for what it's worth. I don't know how much this means, if it's just somebody said, well, we think it's this, so we're going to document it this way. I don't know. Jen's going to explain it more, but Serta K is literally listing this as a wrench attack in a new investigative report that they put out. I'll send you a copy of it. I don't know.
So I did research on this.
Did you already do this one? Okay.
No, I didn't do it. Send me the report. So here's research I did on the probability of wrench attacks. So wrench attacks are when they target someone, generally when they're going to do a wrench attack, and this is where they're going to coerce someone to give up their crypto. In the law of probability says that there's no knowledge that this person or someone associated, like either Nancy herself or Savannah, has crypto, because these people, just like in a ransom attack, they're going for quick in, quick out, not discoverable, and they want to coerce someone giving up that crypto on the spot, not taking someone. And so I know they're listening in this thing as a wrench attack, but this does not fall into the probabilities if you're looking at probabilities, because there's no known knowledge that either Nancy or Savannah had crypto, because they always target someone that they know has crypto first or could get access to it very rapidly being the key on this one. And
that's the thought process. I think that here's a caveat to that, and we'll get more into it on Monday. There's different ways of thinking about this. If you're younger and you have crypto, and maybe you're not really big on investing much or whatnot, but you got your crypto wallet on Coinbase or whatever, that's how you think of people interacting with crypto. If you're dealing with someone who's 40 plus, 50 plus, who has investments, and maybe some of that involves crypto, they're not doing it on Coinbase. And they don't have a wallet that's just like, oh, hey, bro, let me pay for dinner on my crypto wallet. No, it's going through an investment account, a broker, or they have someone managing it. I'm sure Savannah's not sitting there. But I do wonder stupidity, if that would play in, where somebody is in an attempted wrench attack thinking she's got money, she must have some crypto, and they're stupid enough to think that Savannah's just going to jump on her phone and go to her crypto app and, oh, let me just send it to you right now, because that's what they would do. Some of the people in their circle would do, and they don't think, oh, that's not what a super successful 50-some-year-old woman would be doing.
I just keep thinking back to looking at Porch Guy, looking like, oh yeah, he looks like a crypto guy.
He doesn't look like a crypto guy either. No, but if it's if he's the dupe for someone else,
then we'd have leakage.
But is it like a startup wrench attack group? It's like, hey, we heard about wrench attacks, let's try this. It's like, what do you mean these people don't operate on a Coinbase like I do?
Play it out. So all right, so you had a wrench attack because you wanted to get crypto, you wanted to get Nancy's crypto or Savannah's, or you wanted to get crypto, and you're going to use Mope Guy to get it. And here's what happened: you didn't get it. All right. Yeah. So it didn't go sideways. What's the only other possibility to get money? Let's give some data on where to find Nancy and I'll collect the million.
I don't know. I mean,
it just fell apart again. See what I mean? It does. All these things just, if you just play it one more step.
I'm very interested though in understanding why. And I think we should maybe look into getting someone from Serta K on the show to explain to me why. And maybe that's an email that goes out after, why they listed this as that on their document.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear their rationale.
Especially when there's no, the FBI's not saying it's that, the Pima County's not saying it's that, nobody is saying that other than them.
So help me understand this. Is that company a company that can benefit from notoriety and marketing?
I don't know the answer to that question, I would think, but I don't know. The only thing I know about them is through Jennifer Coffendaffer bringing up the word. So there'll be a lot of questions for her on Monday about that. So be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that conversation. We will continue diving deeper into the Nancy Guthrie discussion. And if you have any questions for her or us or anything, drop them in the comments section, and we'll try to get to them as we continue this on Monday. Substack and YouTube, great place to leave those. If you're looking for a great book to read this weekend by the beach while you're sitting around in a hammock sipping on a Corona as the waves crash in, I don't know, it's summer, so maybe.
And if you read it, please leave a review on Amazon. It does a lot for the algorithm. I appreciate it much. Thank you.
Go on to Amazon and leave a review as well. So do that out. Check it out. It's not all about me. It's also on Audible as well, or wherever you get audiobooks. So do check it out. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Great great conversation with everybody today. Thank you for being in the chat for weighing in. And if you missed our live, you can still drop your questions and stuff. We do read them for in perpetuity. Until next time, for Todd, for Robin, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Spain is currently trading at over 17% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade pays out over $530 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code JUMP to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Spain is currently trading at over 17% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade pays out over $530 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code JUMP to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Spain is currently trading at over 17% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade pays out over $530 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code JUMP to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Spain is currently trading at over 17% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade pays out over $530 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code JUMP to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Spain is currently trading at over 17% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade pays out over $530 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code JUMP to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Spain is currently trading at over 17% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade pays out over $530 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code JUMP to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Spain is currently trading at over 17% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade pays out over $530 if they win soccer's biggest prize. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code JUMP to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.